Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with our bloggers, but also other top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind that online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, which is a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com, discover the blogger that's just right for you. And today, we have a very special guest, expert personality profiler, Angel Tucker, a certified human behavior consultant who specializes in teaching people how to read personality types in less than 60 seconds. You'll discover not only how to read personalities, but how to also interact with each type effectively, essentially becoming multilingual and personality types. And when I read this, I thought, multiliteral too, right? So Angel is going to share, she's going to share all these insights from her best-selling book, Stop Squatting with Your Spurs On, The Power to Read People, Get What You Want, and Communicate Without Pain, to help you discover what makes others tick, what ticks them off, and how to create a win-win interaction with anyone. So welcome, Angel. We're so happy to have you here.
Thank you, Stacey. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, I love, well, I number one, love the book title. So when I read it, Stop Squatting with Your Spurs On, I was like, ow, like I touched my behind.
That's so funny, is no one ever gets it right. They see me in public and they're like, oh, you're that don't squat lady, you know, and I'm like, okay. Yeah. I did think it was going to be that difficult, but I haven't had anyone yet say it correctly the first time.
Oh, that is so funny. That's so funny. Well, let's just get right into it here, Angel. You know, we're talking about personality types and how you are a personality profiler. How many personality types are there that we have to deal with?
Well, we have four basic ones, and then you have blends and combinations of each of those four.
Okay. Now, what's the most difficult?
The most difficult in which way? The most difficult thing, as far as like likes to tell people what to do and kind of be the, you know, run the show and be the boss. And a lot of people would say, oh, I'm a type A personality. But right. In our system, which is DISC, D-I-S-C, that's actually the D personality. And that's the one that likes to be in control and tell people what to do. And so some people would consider them difficult to get along with.
Yeah, you know what? I guess that is a question on what your personality type is like too, right? And how you interact.
Exactly. And that's the thing, like it's all interpretive. Like what I consider difficult, I'm a D myself, so I don't find it difficult to get along with other Ds, you know, but other personality types I might have a challenge with because of what my natural personality is.
Yeah, exactly. And that leads me right to my next question, which was, should you start personality profiling yourself?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because if you don't understand your own strengths and challenges, then mm-hmm. it's the why behind the way that you think, feel, and act, then it's very difficult for you to understand someone that's completely opposite of you and why they think, feel, and act the way that they do. So you always want to do a self-assessment. We have personality assessments available on our website, and start from there before you try to figure out other people.
Exactly. And now you talked about blends of personality types. Can you be dominant in more than one personality type, or can
That's
you?
That's a great question.
Is there a sense of like, okay, one day I'm more dominant in this area of my personality, and next day I'm more dominant
over here?
Well,
that is a whole other segment, but yes, you can be. In fact, 80% of us, Stacey, are dominant in two of the four. So in other words, you fit comfortably in two of the groups. If we were to give you a personality assessment and you were to look at your grid, you would have two that are they're very high, and then you would have two that are below what we call the midline, and that's 80% of us. Now, some people are 1% of the population test level, which means they're actually even in all four. But everyone contains all four to some degree.
Okay. Now, let's talk about DISC for a second. We already did D. What's I, S, and C?
Okay, so I is the life of the party, the one that likes to goof off and have fun, and they're not so great at getting tasks done. In fact, they get bored very easily and kind of jump from thing to thing, but they're great at building relationships and motivating other people, and that's why we use the word inspiring to describe them. And then S is, if you think Mother Teresa, Kumbaya, you know, your peacemakers, that's your S, and the letter S stands for supportive. And these are ones that really make good mediators. You know, they don't like to rock the boat or cause trouble. And then your C's are your cautious ones. And you think of any, any professor, any scientist, anyone you know that is a four levels deep thinker, that's going to be your C-type personality.
Okay, now you talk about being able to read someone and their personality in 60 seconds.
What
are the clues that give you the information you need to do that?
The two easiest things to observe about other people are speech patterns and body language, okay? And so if you pay attention to their speech pattern, in other words, are they talking fast or are they talking slow? If they're talking quickly and every time you talk, as soon as you're done, they immediately give you a response instead of hesitating, or sometimes they even talk over you, that's going to be either a D or an I. And so what they have in common is that they're both bottom line communicators. They both get bored very easily. So you have to be very fast paced and you have to keep the conversation moving and not give them a bunch of details that don't matter right at that moment. And on the opposite spectrum, if they're speaking slowly, or maybe you give them information or ask them a question, you're waiting for a response and they hesitate, you can tell they're kind of processing the information that you gave them. That is going to be either an S or a C. And when we're dealing with that type, we have to remember to slow down, give them details and information, and allow time for them to process the information that you gave them. And then,
right.
Yeah, I mean, it's so important.
I was going to say, oh, that's so funny. We're both D personalities, I guess,
right?
We're talking over each other. I was just going to say to you, so we've been on the phone here with the podcast for like 5.5-6 minutes or so. In that time, that's obviously more than 60 seconds, what would you think my personality would be just from the whole talking thing?
You definitely have some D, and your second one's probably I, which is the one that likes to goof off and have fun. And then both
right.
of those are very outgoing and bottom line. And so, you know,
mm-hmm.
once you get to know someone a little bit more and you know, okay, well, not only are they a D, they're a DI, you know, you got to keep that in mind as well. And it's so important that we communicate with others the way that they need us to versus the way that we prefer to be communicated with, because that's when we're going to create those win-win situations.
Yeah. Now, you said body language as well. Go into that a little bit, Amy.
Yeah. Okay. So body language, pay attention. Mainly, the easiest thing to read is the way someone moves their hands or doesn't move their hands. So again, if they're talking with their hands often, they're a D or an I. Now,
mm-hmm.
if you get really good, you can tell by the way they move their hands whether they're a D or an I, because D's have very short, blunt, authoritative movements, where I's have more flowy, animated movements. And so, you know, once you really get to observing these types of things, you'll be able to figure that out. But even if you just notice, hey, they're talking with their hands a lot, at least you now know, hey, I got to be fast-paced and I got to keep it bottom line. They're going to get bored very easily. So you have an idea of which road to go down to start creating those win-win interactions. And then, obviously, the S's and C's don't move their hands often. So if someone has their hands by their side, in their pocket, or very little movement, then they're going to be in the S or the C groups.
You know what? That's so funny. My husband often says to me that all he needs to do is hold my hands and I stutter.
And then you can't speak.
And I'm like, sure, okay, thanks a lot, honey. Not true. But anyway, so I'm labeled. You got me. I'm definitely a DI, I think. So, but here's another question I have for you. And what's the hardest part of profiling someone? Like, what happens if you can't recognize it? I mean, what happens when you get it completely wrong? Are there certain consequences if you are well-versed in your personality profiling and you misprofile someone and you interact with them in the wrong way, can they have like an adverse reaction to that?
It sure can. And, you know, but the problem is you're probably doing that now anyway, because you don't know how to do this. And so really, you're just
right.
going to have the same response that you would if you were communicating with them the way that you like to be communicated with. But the hardest part of doing what I do is paying attention to other people. Because we're most often paying attention to who?
Ourselves, of course.
Right? Yeah.
Right.
And we need to go here. We need to do this. And then we got to take care of this. And so you have to take the focus off of you and put it on other people. And what it does, it almost gives you a crystal ball into the way people are going to respond in certain situations. It's a very powerful thing to be able to do once you master that skill of, I got to take the focus off of me and put it on other people, and it must be done consciously. It's not something that's going to come natural. You have to make a conscious decision to do that.
Well, you know what, Angel? You've given us some fantastic information. I've had a tremendous amount of fun talking to you, and I know that a lot of people will want to get more information about you and your best-selling book, Stop Squatting with Your Spurs On, which is just genius. I think that is so funny. And, of course, you can do that at angeltuckerauthor.com. That's Angel, like the one with wings. Tucker, T-U-C-K-E-R, author.com. And you can also find some personality assessments and lots of other valuable resources there. And also be sure to click on the personality pointer tab on angeltuckerauthor.com to sign up for Angel's free monthly newsletter to learn the tips and tricks of personality profiling. So thank you so much, Angel. I really appreciate you sharing your time with us. And like I said, this was tremendously fun.
My pleasure. Thanks, Stacey.
Okay, everyone, this podcast is brought to you by Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Please visit JenningsWire.com to discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.